A very good afternoon to you. You are listening to the Weekly Art and Culture program, where we take a look at the new additions to the ever-changing, ever-growing landscape in our region, from art exhibitions to publications, books, events, and film. Now, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio, to the Edge program, for the very first time, Sarah Al-Muhairi. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you for having me here today.
It's great to see you. Now, the last time I saw you, you were running around the halls of the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature, and you were hosting there. Tell us a little bit about what you did at the festival there.
Well, unfortunately, it finished, but it was such an exciting experience, and I learned a lot.
Was this the first time you participated?
Yes, it was my first time.
Because you were moderating as well?
Yeah, and it was my first time moderating. You can say I was kind of like Kalimat's hostess, because I did most of Kalimat's sessions, which were very interesting, and they were all in Arabic. I met up with a lot of different authors, and to answer your question, what I was doing in the festival was I was responsible about the Arabic Education Day and all the competitions that the festival is currently running, which is the story writing competition, poetry competition, and the readers competition. And it was the first time that the festival had a focus on Arabic. And it was such an interesting thing, because a lot of private schools actually participated, and they were all excited about it. And I never expected that I would get this much attraction from the private schools, which is actually a good thing for the future, because this was the first time that the festival run the poetry competition, and the first time that they do the readers competition in Arabic. And there was a big, huge number of interest from a lot of different private schools.
And so what was the, this was the first time, as you mentioned, that the poetry competition was underway. How many kind of kids, because there were different levels that they could enter in at the poetry competition. Tell us about that.
Okay, regarding the poetry and the story competition, there are actually four categories. There is 11 and below, and 12 to 14, and 15 to 18 was the third, and 18 and above. And there was a very interesting entries, where most of them did show a lot of talent in them, which is very good for the future.
And it was in English and Arabic.
Yes,
the competitions.
Both competitions were in English and Arabic. Of course, my colleague Evad Judge was the person who was doing the English, and I was focusing on the Arabic.
And so as far as how many entrants did you get from the Arabic portion of the community?
Of the community is very challenging, because this was the first time that there was a big, huge focus. But it was a good entries in general, because the schools that I was contacting were also interested in the English portion. But unfortunately, at the time that I was contacting them, the English was almost, you can say, closed.
So you think it's a good base that we've kind of started with?
Yes, I can say so. It was a very good baseline for next year.
Okay, so why don't we take a quick break? Sarah, you're here to review a book by Elizabeth Noble, Between a Mother and Her Child. Now, is this the first of her books that you've read? Or
yes, it is, actually.
Because she's got quite a few books out,
yes,
doesn't she, that deals with relationships with children and families and those kind of things.